I don't put two and two together spatially that often, so I fully was like walking up to it and I got a chair and I'm like, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. Like, it took me all the way to that point.
You actually wouldn't be able to reach to put your jacket.
Exactly.
All right, exactly. So I'm recording.
Oh, come on.
Because it's hysterical.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 7 of Fun Fact Friday here with Linda and the Fun Bunch. That could totally be, like, we should record an album. Oh, that's kind of what we're doing. Never mind.
Different tracks.
Yeah.
Put together. It's a, what do they call it? A
compilation?
Medley? When an album has a concept album.
Nice.
A concept album.
Nice. Excellent. Interesting. All right. We have 3 of the Fun Bunchers here today. And so I am, as always, Linda.
Hi, Lindsay is here today.
And hi, I'm Heather.
And as always, we will continue to say hello to Lindsay's mom.
Yes. Hi, Mom.
I will say that I was thinking of your mom, having never met her, but she sounds delightful.
She is.
Of one of the facts I was thinking of sharing today, I was like, I don't know if Mom would appreciate that.
Oh, she loves all of them.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Even the duck penis.
Yes.
Okay.
That one and made her cry.
It's in that vein.
So funny.
Okay.
She cried.
It is in that vein.
Okay,
so
good.
I'm glad I can make her laugh. All right.
So I never go first, so I will go
first.
Yes,
you do that.
You'll go first. Okay.
I feel like I always go first when I'm here, so I'm...
Yeah, I always push it off on someone other than me.
I want to go last.
All right. So we'll make a Heather sandwich.
Absolutely.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
All right. Let me know when we cross that line of sexual harassment. Hopefully never. Okay, so as stated in the other one, all of my fun facts will have to do in some way with Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. And so surely you have heard of this epic battle scene that is in final season.
No.
So,
In the final season
yet to be.
Yet to be. There's an epic battle scene.
Okay. And don't worry, I have been very careful not to have any spoilers.
Those of us that, again, are persevering.
Yes.
How far are you?
Yeah, well, how far are you?
As of this morning...
on my way to work.
Yeah. No, you want to hear what happens in the morning? So I have a really strong body clock. And so even though I set my alarm every day for 6:15, I wake up before it. And so I feel like to treat myself and give myself a little time to ease into the day around 5:45, 6 o'clock, I'll just watch like a 15-minute segment of Game of Thrones. So as of this morning, I'm halfway through, I believe, episode 5 of season 3.
Wow.
I'm telling you, hard work, commitment, and perseverance.
That's right. That's very impressive. Very impressive. Okay, so because people are talking about this battle being a world record setter, all right, so I'm like, how can I make this relate? How can I still have be Game of Thrones-centric without being about Game of Thrones? I could not. So,
oh geez,
what are you thinking?
I don't know. I did not silence my phone. Silencing my phone.
I'm telling you,
it is silenced.
I am dealing with amateurs.
That was probably a work-related call. Could very well be an emergency. I don't care. We've got facts to discuss.
That's right. Damn it. All right. So, can you take a guess as to what? Prior to what they are calling the Battle of Winterfell, but we don't really know anything about it, but they're calling it the Battle of Winterfell. Can you take a guess what the longest battle was prior to Game of Thrones season 8?
Like on a show?
In either TV or movies. There is a record
real
holder.
Battle.
Oh, right. No.
Is it that movie?
Wow, that was excellent.
the one with the guy?
Guy from that thing?
And then they were talking?
Yeah.
I bet that thing.
Yeah, it was that one. No, Kurosawa, wasn't he a Japanese film director who was known for his, like, amazing battle scenes?
Could be, but it's not him.
Okay. And I wouldn't know the name of a movie that he made, but So the longest battle scene from a feature presentation, be it television or movie.
Right. I will tell you it is a movie, though.
It is a movie.
Saving Private Ryan.
No.
Which is probably the only one I can contribute to this conversation.
There you go.
Yeah.
Which was a great movie.
It, that Never is, that it. is,
My dad, I think, I saw him watching it.
It's a very good movie.
Very good movie. Yeah. I believe it's in the top 10 of the longest battle.
Oh, okay. All right. So okay.
Is it a World War II?
It is not.
Okay.
Nor is it Apocalypse Now, although Apocalypse Now has interrupted battle scenes. And that's the difference, is that this is just all
straight.
Yeah.
Is it Revolutionary War?
It is not.
Is it an American battle?
It is not.
I'm going to keep going with this because I want to get it.
Yeah, because this is good. This is good podcasting. Right here.
Just keep guessing.
Just keep guessing. They'll be awesome.
Keep guessing.
I will give you two more guesses.
Okay.
And you're not going to get it.
Oh, man.
Okay. I'm going to pull this one. Just so random, but I had to watch it in like a world history class in high school.
Yeah.
Gallipoli?
No. But that is definitely reaching. Good for you, though.
In the right vein? Or no, it's just like I went to a deep track. Okay.
No, it's not.
Is
well,
it like Asian?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a Pacific. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to go one more. The one with Mel Gibson.
Yeah, that's
in
the
Braveheart. Scotland, Braveheart.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
again, I believe it's in the top
that's
10.
That's the other one I would have said.
So you were
all wrong.
Yes.
All wrong because you were in reality.
It's a fake war.
It's a fantasy.
Like
it's
Avatar.
The Battle of Helm's Deep in Lord of the Rings, which was a 40-minute battle scene.
My son was just which Lord of the Rings?
The Battle of Helm's Deep. So
that's the name. That's the title.
No, but that's the battle. And so I was hoping I could shame you by saying that. And but I'm pretty sure it's the first one.
Okay, my son was just watching it this weekend, so I'll have to.
Yeah, it's really good. You got to watch it in the dark, though. It's one of those, same thing with Game of Thrones and sometimes The Walking Dead, when it's so dark on the screen that you can't see anything.
See it.
And that's definitely,
I saw it in the theater
and
kind of have that recollection of being like, because there's just like, aren't there just like piles of orcs?
Yes.
I just recall piles of orcs.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Lindsay's shaking her head like,
guys,
I don't know what an orc is, and I don't know what a pile of them would look like.
No,
Millennial. So it took them 55 nights of filming for the Game of Thrones battle. 55 nights.
For the one that is upcoming.
Why don't they just go somewhere and turn off the lights?
Because it's done on location. It's
not done in a studio.
No. Wow.
It's done in...
it's actually in several different places.
It's in Westeros.
In Westeros. No, they were in Croatia. They were in I don't remember another one.
A desert.
Spain
somewhere?
Was
Spain.
One of them.
Okay.
Because at Dragonstone, you don't know about Dragonstone yet. Never mind. I'm not going to go there.
Spoiler alert.
So as I was looking at this, it's going to have to be Game of Thrones centric because during my extensive 10-minute research, I could not find a list of the longest battle scenes. Like apparently nobody has compiled this list. There's lists of
new podcast.
Yes.
The longest
battle scene. You know, apparently, I mean, there's a lot of compilations and lists of. The best battle scenes, but like nobody has
that's
clocked
subjective.
It. Right,
you're
exactly.
talking about something
I want
that is
data.
Objective.
Yeah.
Yes, data.
Yeah, the longest.
Yeah.
Math.
I just picture you.
No.
So, similar to my marathon of Game of Thrones, you could grab a stopwatch and just sit there. Like, we'd have to come and rescue you eventually, but you just watch movies over and over again with epic battle scenes.
Is there a battle scene?
Yeah.
Just time it.
Okay, so it does hold, Game of Thrones hold, prior to this one, the Battle of the Bastards was the longest TV battle, but now this new one is going to be the longest one.
Okay.
Game of Thrones also holds the records for the most Emmys.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Of all time,
really?
for a dramatic.
With how many?
Oh, good God! Why? I don't know.
Oh, well, what kind of research is
this? I know. 10 minutes. 10 minutes worth.
I think she called you out.
It holds the record for the tallest actor.
Okay.
Which is not the mountain.
Not the mountain.
No, it was in.
There was a giant briefly. Among the wildlings.
Yes, but he's CGI. So
doing it for me.
Mag the Mighty, and he was 7 feet tall, 7 feet, 7 inches tall.
A real human being.
Real human being.
Mm.
Yeah. Crazy.
I just watched a basketball game the other day. 7-6.
That's crazy. It's crazy to see it.
You see
it. Were you a live basketball game or on TV?
I watched on TV.
Oh, okay.
But 7-6.
I know.
He made the other basketball people
look small. They look small. Look at it and it throws everything out of proportion. Yes. You're like, how did those guys ever make it to play basketball? And then you just realize, no, that guy's super tall.
I was at Eddie Bauer at the Manchester Mall once, and Paige Sauer, who used to be used to play center for UConn, was there. And I'm like, hello.
You are huge.
It's awkward. She's like 6'4 or something.
It's awkward.
And she's like big old corn fed mule.
sure, she appreciates that description.
No doubt.
Big old. She's not a fan anymore. We just lost her.
Yeah.
Just lost her.
It is the most pirated show.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't it?
There was a big big security breach, right?
Yeah, okay. Stuff.
And it holds the record in the Guinness Book of World Record for the largest TV drama simulcast, where it was shown in 173 countries all at once.
Oh, wow. I thought you might say it holds a world record for, I was honestly going to say, the most hired actors, because it just seems like...
It's a huge cast.
Huge cast. Right. But also the most number of naked women ever.
Oh. Well, you obviously don't watch much porn.
For a mainstream
program.
Gotcha.
Emmy eligible.
All right, Emmy eligible.
Wow. All right. Wait, you don't get the spice jam? Okay.
So more fun facts to come on that. Yeah.
So interesting you should say that. It does hold the record for the most stuntmen employed in one.
Stunt people.
Thank you. The most stunt people employed in a single episode, which was 73 in the season 7 battle, The Loot Train. It also holds the record, and this is a unofficial record, but pretty sure, for setting those people on fire in a single episode.
On purpose?
On purpose.
Oh, okay.
Yes. No, not like Michael Jackson Pepsi commercial.
And not CGI. Right.
Not CGI. No, I've watched some of the behind-the-scenes kind of stuff and watching them set these stuntmen, and actually they were all men, on fire. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. And my final fun fact here will be that the season 8 trailer has been viewed 81 million times.
Just by you.
That's on real slow-mo, stopping every 3 frames. Did you see that?
1 million.
81 million. Okay, so
I'm exhausted.
I am what they call a Johnny Come Lately.
Okay, yep.
But I have not. I am not among the 81 million because
you shouldn't watch it. No, because even if it's just so obviously, because you will know who's alive. Let alone, and you could surmise.
It'll ruin the tension completely. Yeah. Yeah.
When is this happening? When?
14th, April 14th.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought it was April 8th.
14th.
Oh, okay. We should really get our dates checked.
Wait, 8 plus 7. Yeah.
Wait.
It's the 14th.
What?
Because I know it's a Sunday night. And so I knew the 14th was a Sunday.
It's on the 14th. Yeah. Okay.
And I knew there was a 4 in it. I thought it was the 4th, but that doesn't work.
Okay.
It's the 14th.
All right. I'm sorry. I did not mark my calendar yet.
So these facts will go until that week?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you for sharing.
You are
not
welcome.
Ruining my future current and future experience.
I mean, that's pretty tricky is to share all these facts every week and not spoil
and not ruin my life.
I know. Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
All my hard work for
you're going to come to me like, oh, I'm on season 5. I'm like, you know what happens next? And just bam.
Yeah.
And ruin it all for you.
We no longer be friends.
Yeah, that's
true.
That'd
be sad, but completely warranted.
Yeah, okay. Indeed.
And I would honor that. All right. Who's next?
We're making the Heather sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're
all
in between.
Okay, so
you're the meat.
I was a bit caught off guard today.
In between white bread.
I was a bit caught off guard today.
This is very impromptu episode.
Very impromptu. And so I was like, literally, interesting random facts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's no theme.
Okay.
Except that maybe Heather is developing a theme. Because
nice.
This is about female animal genitalia.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. You're a little obsessed.
This is not the first time we went down this path.
I know.
Okay.
And that's why.
It's a theme.
Apologies, I thought might be owed to your mother, but if she finds it interesting,
yes,
I found this
interesting. There's no way I'm ever sharing this with my parents. Absolutely none.
Okay.
But maybe people are already knew this. Okay. I just did not.
Okay.
Female kangaroos mm-hmm. have three vaginas.
I think I knew that.
I did not.
Now, maybe not three, but I knew multiple.
Wow.
And you're like, wow, exactly.
Yeah, tell me more.
And I just, exactly, I just feel bad.
Okay.
So, apparently, they, and this is, this anatomy
yeah.
is true of all marsupials.
Yes.
So,
okay.
Yep.
Koalas, wombats, Tasmanian devils, they all have three vaginas. So, I guess there's, and there is a graphic, which I honestly did not click on because I was a little nervous about it, but there's side ones uh-huh. and bottom ones. Uh-huh. So, and I honestly, I don't interpret maps or diagrams very well. Mm-hmm. It's something I believe if I was in school during Common Core, yes. when that's like a clear standard is interpreting graphic information, that I would mm-hmm. be better mm-hmm. at understanding mm-hmm. the diagram of the female kangaroo anatomy. Yes.
Or perhaps yeah. you would have gotten held back in some way.
Either or.
Often.
Either or. But there is something called side vaginas okay. in the diagram of the kangaroo anatomy.
No, I enjoy the label that says, sperm travels up these.
Up these ones, yes.
Okay.
So that's the idea, is that there are the side ones carry, there are two side vaginas, and they carry sperm to the two uteruses.
Mm-hmm.
Uteri? They wrote uteruses in this
yeah.
article.
Yeah,
so.
I can you tell us your source there?
BuzzFeed?
Is that very credible, yes.
Is that credible?
Yes. Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
BuzzFeed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
.com?
.com.
.edu?
.net. So, well, then there is a middle vagina that sends the joey down to the outside world. Okay, so when they're actually birthed.
So that the side vaginas are entrance only.
Entrance only,
and then
yes.
the other one is exit only.
And so there, it's very complicated, but it clearly. So I guess the idea is that, first of all, a mama kangaroo can be incubating, two uteruses
at different stages, yeah.
Right, but they can only have one, I believe, in the pouch at a time. So when a joey, before it's even quite a joey, but they leave the uterus, they're the size of a jelly bean, so they have to go through this really tiny channel to get to the pouch, mm-hmm. apparently, and then they grow.
So the vagina empties into the pouch?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's all, it's crazy in there.
It is a little crazy, because all I'm thinking of when you have a koala threesome. That.
When, as one does.
As one does. That.
Typically where my thoughts go.
Yeah.
She's and really thinking about it.
I am.
Really
I am. Because
so two partners.
Well, this will help you. This will
help
you.
Okay.
Okay. So there's, again, two side vaginas mm-hmm. that are entrance
I love
only.
How you're pointing to your
ribs. I know, constantly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, they could be up here. You're right. I don't know. I don't know if they're shoulder height vaginas, rib height. I don't know. Again, couldn't quite read the diagram. To your point, male marsupials often have two-pronged penises, so there's no real need.
I mean, that's just a crazy image of multiple animals at the same time.
Yeah, I know. And Linda might be more familiar with things that look like that because she mentioned she has the Spice Network.
Yes,
and,
yes.
So,
but not the Bestiality Network.
Not the Bestiality Network. I'm just saying maybe an analogous.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know what goes on. So anyway, there's no real need, I would think, for a threesome. I mean,
but yeah, no, it doesn't, because imagine I'm picturing like a serpent's tongue forked like
exactly,
a serpent, right?
Yeah,
but still, imagine how big that penis would have to be.
I don't want to imagine
in order
that.
To yeah. go, because I'm assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the side vaginas are on opposite sides.
Oh, well, let's look after for the diagram.
Because then, right, this fourth penis.
Oh, okay. You know what? I think you might be correct. There's, it looks almost like a peace sign in the middle.
It really does.
There's a common connection.
Hey,
that's
in DiscoverMagazine.com. That's much more reputable than BuzzFeed.
Okay.
But look at, there's one common
pathway. One common connection for the three vaginas. Yeah. Right there next to the bladder.
So then,
and you know, I've
the
never
sperm
heard
must choose a side.
Choose a side.
No, because this one is exit only.
Yeah,
so
right.
They go
left or
in.
Right. Left or right.
Huh? No, because it'll go in this side.
We're
going go
to have
that
to
uterus.
Upload this graphic to our Facebook page or notes for the episode, so others can comment and offer their insights as to how this.
Happens.
Might
you didn't
work.
Watch a video about this.
I don't think I could bring myself to that.
No, I don't think so. Although I might.
We've gone pretty far and dark already. Yeah. That would have just taken it to another level. Yeah. But it was quite an enlightening experience for me. And one other thing that I can't quite figure out is, again, I'm always thinking like evolutionarily. Like you never think of the term like, you know, like you hear breeding like rabbits. Like you never hear breeding like kangaroos. Huh. Like that's not a thing.
Right.
It's
right.
Not like they're so prolific in their production. I'm like, why did this evolve? But you know,
I am fascinated and disturbed at the same time.
That was my response.
Yep. Excellent.
That was my response.
Well played.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
Well,
I don't know how we move
I'm
on
gonna
from
take
that.
A turn from that topic.
Okay. Yeah. Are you going to talk numbers?
Probably.
Oh, Jesus.
A little bit.
Yeah. Could you pick something that has
but
something
I
to do with
also,
math?
I think I'm going to broaden our audience.
Mm-hmm.
By
wouldn't it be hard?
Like I'm really gonna push this episode to like my brothers.
Okay.
Oh, and sorry about the kangaroo anatomy. Then.
No,
it's fine.
You mentioned penises; they're gonna love
it. Oh,
okay.
So this little research started with I joined an NCAA pool for the first time.
Ah.
So this was something that like my brothers and my dad, my husband, like they all did.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so this year I actually got to join this.
Right.
Pool of about 80 people. And
I'm sure you approached your brackets very scientifically.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
You looked at stats.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uniforms.
So I'm like, I picked this one.
That guy is 7'4".
Yes.
Yeah. That's
although
who's
I
winning.
Did pick them to lose, and they did lose. So that's good.
Nice.
So first great piece of information was in this pool of 80 people after day one, first year, top of the bracket.
You're
like,
still in it.
But not anymore.
Oh, okay.
But like day one.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So you picked all those big upsets.
I picked 15 out of the 16.
Wow. That's good.
And all of my upsets were upsets
that
first day.
Pretty impressive.
It's very impressive.
Say. You know, like that was awesome. And my, like I was on top. Like,
yeah.
My dad, my brothers, my husband, everyone below me.
I was like,
this is great. So that's where I kind of spiraled into this NCAA fun fact.
Excellent.
Facts. Many facts.
Many, many, many facts.
So
many facts.
And for the record, I'm in 11th place right now. Still above everybody.
That's all that matters, right?
That
is all that matters.
All that I need to do.
So like Thursday,
they're in
the
Sweet 16 now.
They're in the Sweet 16, yes.
Yeah.
This is how little I pay attention. My house is usually a basketball, college basketball house.
Yes.
But I just don't have the effort or energy right now.
Yeah.
And when UConn's not in it.
Right. It does. Yeah.
It does make it hard.
Yeah.
So I have some facts with UConn in them.
Okay.
Mainly
good.
For the girls. So first tournament, and this is for the men, was 80 years ago in 1939 with 8 teams.
Oh.
Won by Oregon. Hmm. In 1951, the field doubled to 16.
Woo!
And then kept growing. 1975, 32 teams. 1985, it increased to 64 teams. And in 2011, current 68-team format was adopted. 2011.
It's not that long ago. That's not long ago, no. And that's after UConn men won their first championship.
Yeah.
So in 99, there were only...
Oh, what did I just say? I forgot.
Well, you said 84 and then you skipped it.
And 64 teams in 1985.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Hmm. Huh. Well, then it's not that impressive that they won.
Right.
Yeah. Jeez. So here's some really good ones though. The number of vasectomy procedures performed on men spikes notably in advance of March Madness.
Oh My gosh.
How about that?
I got to tell you, this is so funny.
Yeah.
I did not know that fact,
yeah.
But a lot of my girlfriends are also married to men, and we have had this conversation about how to get our men fixed, how to entice them. And is that not appropriate to say it that way?
Okay. No,
how to get them fixed.
I don't really
care. I endorse.
And one of my girlfriends said, oh, yeah, her husband intentionally said, I'm going to do it in March because I got to sit there.
Okay.
I got to sit there.
I didn't get the connection.
Sit there for like 2 days.
2 to 3 days of guilt-free putting the boys on ice, binge watching.
Putting the boys on ice and watching some basketball.
That's hysterical.
And he did it.
Not a coincidence.
It's not a coincidence. Yeah. It's super trendy. I'm going to have to let her know how trendy your husband is.
Really funny.
So, all you lady listeners out there.
Don't
that's,
be heteronormative.
That's the time to push, I guess, for your male partner. How about 20% of Americans will fill out pools, resulting in millions of distracted workers?
Yeah.
And U.S. News and World reports a $4 billion loss.
Probably true.
So there is somebody who has a perfect bracket.
For this tournament right
yeah.
now?
Yeah. He's a neuroscientist.
Of course, they found the one person in the world.
I mean,
so I think he's on like there's a bunch of national brackets. So it's not so there may be more
pools.
People right, but there may be more people in a small pool.
Yeah.
But like he's on one of the national brackets, and he's the only one.
I heard somebody was telling me this story. Of course, I can't remember who because I'm getting old. But
always goes back to age.
It's, you know, listen, I'm no spring chicken. Don't feel so bad. No, I always joke every year. We didn't do it this year, but a lot of years we would sit down with our kids and fill out some brackets. And my husband would do like a serious one, and then I would just randomly, you know, as
pick.
One does, pick.
Yeah.
And the kids would focus on like the mascots.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, good.
So like a
yes.
dog-related mascot always had to go further along. Like, you know, so we had, there were like two different Husky teams.
Yeah.
And there's Bulldogs
yep.
and there's, you know, different...
Where
different
would they
animal
put the
mascots.
Orange? Where would the orange
yeah,
go?
Yeah, that would be
Syracuse
low.
Orange
that would be
yeah.
low. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I was saying there was one year where like one of the kids' brackets did like really well and paid for my husband's trip to
nice.
The Final Four.
Awesome.
But we were joking about how the people choose things randomly. And so somebody was telling me about this little girl who, you know, she filled out a bracket, won the pool that her parents put her bracket in. And it was like this crazy upset. And she had chosen Butler, which was like a crazy upset. Like
yeah,
nobody
yeah.
picked them, whatever. And when they asked her why she chose that, she said, because of the word butt.
That's awesome. It's a long way to go for that, but it was worth it.
I was trying to get us there.
Right,
we're good.
And then for like going into the women's side, the popularity of the women's tournament has soared over the last 2 decades. Thanks in part to
thanks
our-
in large part.
Our in-state UConn Huskies.
What? UConn?
Yes. They have made 18 appearances and made 11 titles. They've appeared in the last
UConn
10 consecutive
Huskies.
Big
so
dances.
So
will
fly to
Connecticut.
Yeah. It's
right.
Victory.
Okay. Did either of you
Let's
have that
go.
Song played at your wedding by a live band?
Wow.
No.
Wow. Yeah.
Did not.
Wow. I'm telling you, my husband bleeds blue.
However, my
awesome.
Father has... I knew the song when I was six because my father would sing it all the time.
We had that and the Wailers fight song.
That's...
At your wedding.
At our
that
wedding.
That hurts a little bit, though.
Yeah.
That's
what's
painful.
It called? Brass Bonanza?
Yes.
The Wailers? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, it was painful.
Yeah.
I ignored it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, trying to think if there was any other good ones worth sharing.
I have never been to a tournament game, I don't think, for either the women or the men.
Oh,
I don't
no.
think so.
I had season tickets to the women 1 year, and then when Abrasimova was still there. And that was, so that was a long, yeah. Whatever, shut up.
You lost me.
You keep bringing up these
yeah.
people I don't know.
Never mind. Your mom knows. Ask
yeah,
your mom.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
It's a boomer thing.
Maybe my dad. My dad might know.
All right, fine.
Maybe not, though.
I'm sad.
And actually, last one. Harvard holds a lot of records when it comes to academics, but the one it holds in the tournament history is less distinguished. They own the single longest drought between appearances So they earned a pass to March Madness in 1946.
Wow.
And then failed to appear in the tournament for the next 66 seasons. Those poor guys.
Yeah, I think, but their crew team is really good.
Yeah. I just don't think that they were that upset about it. I mean,
yeah, right.
You know, I think they're kind of like, you know, we'll
Which
take.
Which is funny because Yale was in it this year.
Oh, they were? I feel like they've made appearances.
Yeah, well, I know that, but only because, you know, you get to go to the tournament if you win
your division. Yes.
So they're playing, Yale is playing against Harvard.
Yes. Yeah.
And
we know how much they suck.
Right. And all of these other, you know, egghead Ivy Leagues. Yeah. So it's the winner of the Ivy that gets to go. But a lot of times it's the University of Pennsylvania. I'm just saying, I'm just putting that out there. And I happen to know because that's where my brother went.
Is it because the Ivy Leagues are now getting bribed to take students that don't actually play the sport?
Does have impact on their appearance in the because they've got all these ballerinas who are now supposed to play basketball. Yeah.
But we brought you here to play. Oh, you don't? Oh, okay.
Okay, that's fine. Did you see that Yale said to one of them, no thank you, and rescinded their acceptance?
It was in process,
yeah.
And then the
story
they
would have started next year. They were accepted, they would have started next year, and Yale said, no.
Cry me a river.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Fascinating.
We should expand our audience.
Yes, now there's sports related. Yeah, you know, those sports podcasters, they get much loyal followings. I think we're going to start to encroach on their territory.
No doubt.
Good job.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Penises and sports, really.
Vaginas.
What's not to love? All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we invite you to visit our Facebook page. Leave us comments there. If you would like us on Facebook, that'd be great. If you would rate us, only if you're going to do well, rate us well. On your podcast platform of choice, and share us liberally or conservatively, whichever. But the more you share us, the more people get to hear this hysteria. And remember, hashtag almost famous. We're hoping to quit our day jobs, people. So
yeah. Let's get
share away.
We're getting this.
All right, say goodbye, people.
Bye, people.
Adios.
Ciao.